little piglet ran away from her mama. Now she's really cold and weak. I hope she gets better.
Sounds like the story of the prodigal pig. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. Most baby animals are meant to stay close to their mother so they can stay warm and well-nourished. If they wander away, though, they could die. Sometimes Christians wander away from the love and care of God, and when they do that, they cause problems for themselves and can't feel God's love and peace in their lives. It's like the story of the prodigal son found in Luke chapter 15. You should check that out. But first, our story for today is called Bandits Rescue Part 1. Amelia was fascinated by the 10 tiny piglets squirming around their mother in the pig pen behind the barn. A little piglet with a black spot over her eye became Amelia's favorite. "She looks like a bandit with that black eye, so that's what I'll name her," said Amelia. "She's so cute. I love the way she trots off to explore things all by herself." One morning a few days later, Dad came into the house with something cradled in his arms. "I need soft rags and a hairdryer," he said. Amelia's heart sank when she saw the limp form of Bandit tucked against Dad's chest. "What happened?" she asked anxiously. "This little piggy wandered off during the night and couldn't find her way back to the warmth of her mother and the other piglets. I found her out in the yard. She's very cold and weak right now." Amelia wiped the mud off the tiny pig while Mom gently blew warm air around her with a hairdryer. "Why did she go off by herself?" asked Amelia. "Her mother was taking good care of her. Do you think she'll be okay, Dad?" "I don't know," said Dad, putting an arm around Amelia's shoulders. "We'll do our best to help her." For devotions that evening, Dad read the story of the prodigal son. "The young man in this story reminds me of your piggy," said Dad. "What can you learn from their experiences?"
"Don't wander away from home," suggested Amelia. "Bandit and the man in the story both wandered away from their homes where they were safe."
Dad smiled. "That's right. And Christians sometimes wander away from the love and care God has provided for us. We ignore God and His people and instead chase after worldly things."
"So how do we keep from wandering?" asked Amelia.
"By remembering how much God loves us and trusting Him to take care of us. He sent Jesus to die for us so we could be part of His family, and He wants to fill our lives with joy and peace. And when we do go our own way, He'll always forgive us and welcome us home." So, how about you? Have you wandered away from God? Don't go off on your own thinking you can live life your way. God loves you and wants the very best for you. Jesus gave His life so you could experience the joy and peace of knowing Him. If you've gone your own way, ask Him to forgive you. He'll welcome you home with open arms and take good care of you. Our key verse is Colossians 3:1.
"Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God."
And our key thought for today, don't wander away from God. Hey, I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program. And an extra special high five if you're on track to finish all 3 months of reading. And I wanted to let you know that you can get the brand new Word with Zach pin for your backpack just in time to go back to school. When your family donates to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins. Donate now and find out how you can get a personal video message from me when you go to wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.